It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Have a next segment, though, because we have a system set up. Tomas is just getting used to it, so he's got to learn how to turn off the commercial on both ends. So we're not trying to, we're going in here. Wonderful. We have Dr. Truad is here, and we're going to cover a whole range of topics. Dr. Tru, we, of course, have the Cell Vital Mat for cell re-energization. The Imagi is coming out, I think, after Labor Day in about, 3 weeks to a month. Perhaps over the Labor Day holiday, maybe you'll have it ready for us to do this. And this is going to re-energize people's cellular energy. What's happening is, and I'm just going to back to some basic biology, Earth has a thing called a Schumann resonance. The Earth is actually a nuclear reactor. And the nuclear reactor actually generates all the hydrocarbons in the world. The hydrocarbons, all the oil and gas and so on in the world, is actually generated. You can generate it on ground, by the way, over 20, 30 years, coal and so on. But the nuclear reaction inside the Earth actually takes biomolecules and makes them bigger to make coal and oil and gas and everything. But it also generates what's called the Van Allen radiation belt, which is the geomagnetic radiation boundary zone. It also helps to create the ozone layer and the protection against incoming radiation, because it combines with ultraviolet light and oxygen to create ozone molecules that capture cosmic rays, X-rays, etc. It does something else. The Schumann resonance, which has its primary frequency around 9.83 hertz, and it's actually risen a little bit lately, but it has a couple frequency side frequencies, it brushes electrons in your cells to the order orbitals, so it allows your cells to talk to each other. It allows your telomere and the end of your chromosomes to talk to the ion channels to let minerals in to actually tell your genes which genes to turn on. So if you put an animal inside a thing called a mu metal box, it actually blocks the Schumann resonance and your animal starts to turn off the DNA. Now we have the monoatomic mineral indium with liposomes, we call indium me. We also are going to be launching up all the monoatomic minerals with liposomes on the site as well, on a separate subpage. But it's very important to understand that your way your cells work is the magnetic field of the Earth at the time of Adam and Eve. And remember, there were pre-Adamic man on Earth as well, but Adam, who was the first Adam man, was a giant. He was estimated, according to the ancient archaeologists with Jonathan Gray and his cohorts, to be 18 feet tall, and Eve was 13 foot 6, roughly. They were giants by comparison. We were Lilliputians. And the magnetic field of the Earth at that time was 4,000 times stronger. It's actually dropped 30 times since even Babylonian times, 2,300 to 2,600 years ago. So people need to start understanding here that as the magnetic field of the Earth weakens, and it's weakening significantly, it's supposed to do what's called a pole shift, and it does this over so many millennia, that there's a crustal slip of the Earth on the mantle. It's called a lithospheric disjunction. There's two north poles and two south poles magnetically. We had our guest on a few weeks ago, talking about this, Mark Gaffney, about his geological evaluations, that all the temples pointed directly north, and if you take their intersecting points, they actually intersect at a glacier on South Baffin Island, which is where the ancient North Pole rotationally of the Earth was. Now, why is this important to understand? Because the Dr. Fisher's QRS mat, which I'm sitting on right now, and his latest version called the Cell Vital Mat, re-energizes the cellular energy of your cells, because without the Schumann resonance, without this, for example, the International Space Station and spaceflight to other planets and galaxies couldn't exist. You couldn't have a series like the series called The Expanse, where they have belters and people that recolonize Mars without a Schumann resonance generator, allowing their DNA to even activate, and you couldn't do their long-range space travel because your genes would shut off. Isn't that interesting, Dr. Tru?
Oh, yes, indeed. I've reviewed so many studies on what happens when individuals, they actually had volunteers, I guess college students that needed more money to be paid to go in and spend 24 and 48 hours in a moo chamber. A moo chamber is simply a chamber that has zero electromagnetic flux or any magnetic. A compass will not work inside a moo chamber. It's just absolutely right. Nothing. And the results for just even 24 hours, the students got very depressed, very disoriented, lethargic, almost suicidal in just a short period of time. So it most definitely affects your glands. As we've been talking, I've been reviewing some studies by Dr. Becker, Dr. Robert Becker, and then there's who's a contemporary with Dr. Linus Pauling, my mentor, talking about the role of magnetism, a north polarity magnet. It's really important. You just can't go out and buy magnets and slap them on things, because what happens if you don't isolate the north polarity, those things can actually cause more harm or be just totally, you know, non-productive at all. You got to concentrate the north polarity. This is a key thing with the velvet towel mat, the QRS mat.
Yeah, in other words, you have to have north polarity against the body is what you're saying, right?
Exactly. So
yeah,
that's what this technology is all about, Dr. Bill. And when you see the north polarity, what happens? The blood actually makes a huge change, and just one single drop of blood can be seen there's hundreds and hundreds of blood cells in a single drop of blood. I've done this with dark field microscopy, both before and after electromagnetic pulse field. The blood is absolutely markedly different, and what happens when it has the energy field around it, you can see that it carries much more oxygen, probably 40% more oxygen, which translates into a lot of different positive things for the endocrine system. Your seven hormone secreting areas. I go back to, again, if you have little or no magnetism, the number one thing these college students that were being tested, they all 100%, like 20 out of 20, experienced severe depression. They were just clinically depressed after just 24 hours in a moon chamber.
Yeah. Let me explain this. The Sabbath rest of the land is minerals. The Sabbath rest of the hologram of your body is the Schumann resonance of the earth. We are earthlings because the earth is actually creating a pulse field to make our telomere, our little antenna on the end of our chromosomes, talk to our DNA. Now,
I want to be a little controversial here. I hope you don't mind, Dr. Bill. But
go ahead.
I talked about this on my radio show a lot of times, and controversy, I don't care. I mean, I just tell the truth of what it is. I mean, your endocrine system is what regulates your hormones. And if you're a man and you have an imbalance of male hormones or female hormones are out of balance, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to have homosexual tendencies. Okay, I'm sorry, Dr. Bill. I have to stand up and say that people aren't born that way. You can't. You know, it's not a deficiency that you're born with. You develop that as a disease state. It absolutely is a disease state. It's an imbalanced state, and that's what a disease is all about, okay? And so, Dr. Rod, you're saying that homosexuality is a disease, that's homophobic. Yeah. No. I'm absolutely telling you that if you take and study your hormone levels, if you are low in certain testosterone levels, as a man, and if you're low in estrogen levels as a woman, you're going to have masculine tendencies. If you're a woman, you're going to be attracted to women, okay? I mean, it's just, I'm telling you, it's so frustrating to me just to see people wanting to label the LGBT community. And I'm not against the LGBT people. I'm not at all. No, they're people. They need to be treated with respect and honor.
They're people that are sick, basically, because of a sick environment. What people are seeing for example, there's a drop in the IQ and the fertility of the population. There's also the creation of trans sex, a drop in male hormone levels since the 1970s to even the mid-90s. There's been like a 75% drop in male hormone sperm count. People need to realize a lot of these things are happening because the environment's changing. And people are changing in response to the environment, including xenoestrogens, which are really, female hormone analogs, right?
This is really unpopular to say this, but I don't care. It's the truth. The truth is what stands. All right, there are something called adjuvants that are added to vaccinations as children. Children take all these different vaccines. Adjuvants are what increases the potency, as you know, Dr. Bill, of the
right.
bacteria or virus, as the case may be. The
right.
adjuvants have been tested. If you have a certain overload in adjuvants, they have a batch that's bottled at the tail end of the vaccine run, and you have a higher concentration of adjuvants, it's proven that these adjuvants will mess up your endocrine system and make your hormones go out of whack. And this is in animal testing. I've seen the tests. I've seen the results. Animals, primates, start having homosexual tendencies when their hormones are out of whack. Okay? That's what hormones are all about. It's what regulates your sexual desires. So whenever you talk about this and you get people calling me and sending me hate mail and death threats, I've had death threats over this information. It's craziness, Dr. Bill.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is. And our society are made by non-scientific, pseudo-religious people that want to take a stand on a certain thing, saying, well, we're just for... Look, I take care of people that are trans or gay and lesbian, and I'm not persecuting them because it's like they're sick with, say, MS or some illness. I believe that these things are due to a medical and environmental illness. And it's also a cultural illness, because now they're taking people that are slightly disturbed or, let's say, as sidelined. For example, I watched Judge Napolitano on Fox this morning, and he was saying all the excuses as to why they can't prosecute and the police can't go after people that are 17 and have a hit list or a rape list and so on. I said, look, I practice in Canada. I have doctor friends that practice in Britain and Europe. This country is crazy. It needs to have a red list that you can put a note in a box in school or a public place, whatever, and then someone can investigate. They can drop by the home, see if someone's crazy. If they look like there's enough check boxes, they need to apprehend them. They need to send them off for a two-day evaluation. If it looks like they're crazy, seize their guns and so on. Remember, a lot of people, more people are killed with hammers and knives than with assault rifles. Most people are killed by relatives or friends or people they know. Like, for example, this one guy killed his sister. It was one of these mass murders. There was lots of warning signs of these people. They're not well. And our society allows violent video games, which stimulate people that already can't discern reality, and allows violent television shows and violent series on TV. Wonder why. Our culture's sick. We've lost our faith in God. We've lost our relationship with each other. And we also don't want to alarm anybody. And then we want to take away the various things that might protect us. For example, one of the things that needs to happen is get rid of gun-free zones. Allow people to have non-lethal weapons. Develop non-lethal weapons. You don't kill someone. But let's say there was a little drone or a system or somebody's in a secure room in Walmart, like in a little sprayer on the ceiling and knock somebody down within a 10-yard radius that's about to do something bad. Let's steal something or shoot somebody or harm them or maybe choke them. You know, there's more than just guns that can hurt people. But we don't want to talk about simple solutions. You see, one of the things I find most frustrating, I did a two-hour talk with Shai Danan in Israel, is you're unique, Dr. True, because you're like me. You're, in a sense, have a prophetic and apostolic calling. And when you have that, God speaks through you to tell people God has solutions to every problem on Earth, whether it's environmental, defensive risks from asteroids, climate shift, primary water, protection against EMP, or protection against cell phones and Wi-Fi networks and 5G network. There's a solution to everything. But you know what? The Chaos Masters don't want to hear that. And they actually want to accuse you. You're a racist. You're this. Look, I'm not. My children have got every racial group on every population on Earth in their blood. I'm not a racist. I have every nationality in the Middle East. I have Hebrew, Jewish, Syrian, Medo-Persian. I mean, for people to say I would be, say, anti-Semitic, it's like, are you kidding me? It's like, there's part of me and my kids that are even black. So when I hear all this foolishness, I say, you know what? You do want to say this just like you want to say the president's racist when he's totally not racist. He's probably the non-racist president we ever had. He's not perfect. He's pushing 5G network, genetically modified food, and recycled toxic water because the man's uninformed. He's got a phalanx around him of globalists and idiots who don't understand these facts, but we do. That's why we need a mano talk to President Trump. So stay right there, Dr. True. I'm going to try to see if our new system works to talk to you on the break. See if we can get Tomas to use a wizardry at the board there to allow us to talk. So back in a moment. Your questions are welcome. 818-818-6401. Stay there. Ask your question. Just stay on topic.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness,
or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink,
try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting
smoothie.
So when
I talked to Mike earlier,
almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like, NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8851 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear word.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. True, let's continue. What does the Salvito mat and now the new Magi machine, which is kind of like a smaller version of it, it deals with some of the aspects of regenerating the body. And of course, we have the photon sound beam developed by 1893 by Nikola Tesla. We have that available. And we have, of course, the epigenetic frequency treatment of the Sonic Life Machine, the ProGen 3, and the ProLam Plus that can put these specific frequencies in once you've energized the cells. Let's talk about these different devices and why, as the magnetic field of the Earth is dropping, we get more depressed people. We get sicker people, especially because we now have toxic electrical energies. We have Dr. Sam Milam on the program, who's been researching this almost 45-plus years. We have cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, and now 5G network. And this is an experiment on the population of Earth. I just talked to Shai Dhanan, and they're pushing it there. They're pushing it in Brussels, and the people there think they're going to stop it. Every company, every corporation, every government on Earth is collaborating with this global matrix, aren't they?
Indeed, yes. And I have to laugh. There was a summit 3 days ago here in Salt Lake City that was front page news here. Utah representative Chris Stewart is on the House Intelligence Committee. So he's been hosting a Utah Security Summit, and they had this at the Joseph Smith Memorial Building right by the Salt Lake City Temple in downtown Salt Lake. And they had Susan Gordon. She's the number two, probably maybe even number one now that the National Intelligence Director is gone. But
right.
Susan Gordon comes up and says the most incredibly bizarre things in this. She basically gets up and says that we can't tell what's true anymore. We have no idea what's true at all anymore. We are constantly, he said, the 2016 election, the Russian meddling was, she said, quote, a cyber attack equal to 9/11.
What?
This woman is saying things she doesn't know what's true. Well, she's spouting off garbage like that.
She's saying she's trying to say, I'm a religious leader. I'm like an apostle. You have to listen to me and obey, or you will be punished. She's trying to say, the only truth is coming out of my mouth, even though I can't support it with logic or evidence. And if you don't obey, you're going to be punished because we're going to put in regulations that are going to harm you physically, financially, and otherwise. That's what she's trying to say. And you have to understand the globalists, and be both on left and right, because it's a two-legged beast. While Donald Trump is spouting one thing about good things in the economy, he's allowing 5G network, genetically modified food, and recycled toxic water to go forward. And again, the 5G network is the final layer of the matrix. Now, I did a very long discussion on this 2 days ago, on Sunday, with Shai Dhanan about my history, about having been taken supernaturally to the city from which the mark of the beast will come. It's not coming from Brussels, or Moscow, or Beijing, or Tokyo. It's coming from America. America has great good in its soul, but also great evil. And America itself, unfortunately, is not repenting. The churches are absent without leave, and all of the public religions in America are apostate. There's not just one. That includes transhumanism and whatever specific, you know, leftist organization, communism, socialism, whatever. They're all apostate. They're not based on logic, evidence, or even decency, are they? Or common sense?
No, and it's just funny to me that Ms. Gordon is making these comments, and Chris Stewart is having this summit in the building, named probably for one of the, I got to be honest and frank, one of the biggest religious charlatans the world's ever seen, that Joseph Smith. He lied.
Right.
He was a fraud.
Well, he was an advocate of Anton von Mesmer, and he used mushrooms and other mind-altering things to open up his astral gate of his astral life so he could come under the control of the Lucifer, or the power of the Prince of Darkness of the consciousness, i.e. known as Lucifer or Satan. You and your family were ex-Mormons. You understand this. I understand that most Jews are under the power of people like Rabbi Schneerson, even the son-in-law of Donald Trump, who worships Rabbi Schneerson, who died over 100 years of age. These guys are devils. They're wizards. They're no different than the Saruman, the Magnificent, on the Trilogy of the Ring. And the same thing applies for all the globalists, whether it's Soros and the global Satanists over there, and all the people running Hollywood, I call Hollywood, and all the people running all the governments, all the secret agencies inside both the Republican Party and the Democratic, and every government on Earth is indwelt by demonic entities that are running every government on Earth, including Venezuela, Russia, Iran, Tokyo. Every single one of them is run by secret orders, isn't it?
It is, and it's just a funny thing that Ms. Gordon is talking about not knowing what is true and what is false from what I say is the epitome of a false religion.
Right.
False, you know, you got to have truth. You got to understand what really is true. There is no Zarahemla in the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon's fictional.
Right.
And people can't see it. It blows me away, Dr. Bill. But I was born and raised in Mormonism. I believed it because my mom and dad taught it to me and said it was true. But as you get out and see the real world, you realize there's no archaeological evidence whatsoever for the Book of Mormon. It's fictional, absolutely fictional. Zarahemla, this great city in the Book of Mormon, is equivalent of Jerusalem in the old world. Well, we know Jerusalem has existed for millennia. We can go back and dig in the City of David section and go clear down, you know, to 2,000 or 3,000 B.C. We know it's there. No, none of that's in the Book of Mormon. So Ms. Gordon, please, look at the podium which you're speaking from, the bully pulpit.
Right.
Mr. Stewart.
But you know what?
I'm
going to quote, Pastor Butch, who's actually on air right now, so he can't come on and make a comment. But I tried to get him on to make a comment for a minute about these shootings. I mean, when I see Judge Napolitano, you know, railing that, we can't lose our Second Amendment rights, look, it has nothing to do with it. If you have crazy people, crazy because we have a crazy world, that's the environment's deteriorating, we're giving them poisonous vaccines, poisonous food, aspartame, remember just drinking Diet Pop while they're having them. They're getting hormone therapy, or maybe we're on the birth control pill that are all through their genetics and their neural pathways while they're being developed in utero. How many women are pregnant while they're on the birth control pill and it's changing the neural pathways of males in utero? Huh? And how many people are being toxically poisoned by genetically modified food, mineral-depleted soils, and toxic pesticides? And then when they're born, you see the light come out of their little eyes when they get the vaccines. And I have idiots who want to argue with me. I said, you know what? You have an attitude. You don't have an argument. Arguments based on scientific evidence and logic and common sense. I mean, I learned the hard way. My other doctor colleague gave my daughter the acellular pertussis vaccine, my daughter with Down syndrome, Kelsey, at less than 6 months. Right? I just got her home from having her heart surgery, and she had a cardiorespiratory arrest, and I had to resuscitate her and intubate her on my kitchen table in Enfield, Nova Scotia, 26 years ago. All right? And then I went doing research and realized most of the stuff I was taught, again, the same thing goes along in the churches, whether it's eschatology or science and medicine or geology or astrophysics, they teach you a specific compartment. For example, even the secret orders know a lot of stuff that they're not telling the regular public. For example, people don't understand that pigs are a human wild boar hybrid, and it was created by the ancients that were doing genetic engineering to create an alternative to a human for sacrifice in their ancient temples. That's why these religions, including Judaism and Islam, don't want to have pigs. It's because pigs are basically a human-animal hybrid. They're doing more hybridization right now. They're doing animal hybridization with monkeys, with rats, to do experiments for medical treatment and cancer treatments and so on. People say, well, they can't do that. I said, you know, I have a very high IQ. I can do almost anything, but I won't because I'm restrained by the Spirit of the Most High God. The problem is these people aren't restrained. And they're going to do continuously evil every day of their lives until they create something so catastrophic, whether it's a super virus. For example, even their attempts in making the typhus vaccine back in 1918 created the super flu called the Spanish flu. The pigs were infected with the flu and the human flu, and they recombined and formed a new recombinant. So when they were injected with the vaccine, they arrived in Spain from flights, and they died of Spanish flu because the virus was growing, and all of a sudden it grew in their lungs, and they closed it off with mucus, and they basically aspirated them to death. People don't understand that most of the major bugs right now, like Lyme disease, AIDS, all those other ones were created in laboratories, weren't they? By globalists.
Absolutely.
And people say, I disagree with you. I said, you know what? You don't have the right to disagree with Dr. Deagle. If I say something, damn it, it's the way it is. Now, I can give you the specific facts, and I can flood you with so much information, your brain will pop. But when people disagree with me, I say, you know, this is going to get very ugly, because I'm not a pleasant person if you disagree with me and you don't have evidence and logic. I will cut you to pieces. Why? The last time I had somebody disagree with me was 9 years ago when I had a doctor call into the program, and he disagreed about vaccines. And by the time I finished, I'm sure the man was over 6 foot tall when he started calling. By the time I finished, he was like the dwarf on Game of Thrones. He was 3'6". Okay? He was blithering at the end of it. You have to understand here, people, that people like Truat, myself, which are of superior intelligence, also are sons and daughters, sons of the Most High God. We believe that we must do the will of the Father in order to bring peace back to earth. The definition of good is to do God and add an extra O. The definition of evil is do what's right in your own eyes, which could be any damn thing. Creating hybrids, putting out 5G network. Look at Trump and Mick Mulvaney dancing around. Oh, yeah, it's great. We're going to have 5G network. And then they got Huawei, this company in China that wants to steal our AI because they want to control artificial intelligence, because their greatest danger in the future isn't nuclear weapons, chemical, or biological. It's the Matrix. It's the Matrix. And guess where the Matrix primary node is? Falcon, Colorado, USA. Schriever Air Force Base. I've been inside the array 2 miles underground. There's no one that knows more about the the Matrix, technically and spiritually, than I do, of any individual that's ever drawn breath on Earth and had a pulse. If anybody wants to argue with me, I will flood them with so much information their brain will pop. But I'm so sick and tired of people that don't even want to be rationally disagreeable. Be rationally disagreeable. Show me evidence of why you think you know more than me about something, and I will accept it, because I want to learn more. I wake up in the morning like a 3-year-old saying, God, I don't know anything. God says, I know. You're just starting to learn, Deagle. But I know tens of thousands of times more than the average person, and that's nothing compared to God. God knows everything. And unless you serve God, you're always going to screw up. There's no possible way for human beings with our limited intellect to even fight against the devil and Satan, which is the most intelligent created being in the universe other than a creator who's infinite. You can't fight against the devil. This guy is a super genius. You know, he's like a brainiac beyond. You know, who knows how many eons the damn being's been around, right? He creates these false religions like Mormonism and the high-level druidic cultures and Satanism and all these other things, and not just on our planet. How many worlds do you think that the damn being has invaded and destroyed? Destroyed their culture and destroyed their spiritual relationship with the creator that made them. How many worlds do you think that's happened? I'm sure we're not the only one. I'm sure. It's pretty nasty, isn't it? And people...
And people
think, well, why are you starting to restore people's health? They said it's a sign gift. If I can restore your health from MS or heart failure, maybe you want to believe the other things we say, which is if you start to building up a relationship with God. And I try to use the real simple analogies. I read a scripture last Friday with Michelle, and I gave the interpretation that when you fill the cup of praise of the Most High God, including healing your body, your relationships, your finances, and your nation, God will fill up your cup of faith. When he fills up your cup of faith, it means you have the substance of things not yet received, but you got a stamp. It's like getting a notice from Amazon, your package will be delivered this afternoon. God's going to deliver it. We can't deliver our nation. Our nation is lost. Without the intervention of God, Donald Trump is going to be a screw-up. He's going to talk about all the great things he's going to do with the economy. Well, look at China. They just devalued their currency. I'd be a hell of a lot tougher with China. I can tell you exactly what I'd do with China. What do you think I'd tell them to do? I would ban all products coming in from China, period. Number two, I would then go into the South China Sea Islands and I would dismantle all the nuclear weapons aimed at the largest trade route on the planet in the South China Sea. I would go in there and I would completely blockade any coal ships coming from North Korea to China to get money to run the regime that's got weapons aimed at America and our allies. I would seize all the banks of all the PLA members and all the oligarchs in Russia instantly. They not have a penny, including Mr. Putin. Okay? I would be a lot tougher than Trump.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that. Well, I was finishing off my little rant there. I'd like you to rant a little bit too, Dr. True, because I honestly think that Donald Trump needs to be more Trumpian. When he talks about red flag laws, I mean, I think an executive order saying, look, we need a box in every school or every public place where you can put a note in that could tell officials, and then have a way of tracking to make sure they actually did it. It wasn't just going into a database. The 17-year-old that has a rape and a kill list, there's no way he should have got near anything like a hammer or a knife or anything that could cause lethal effect, right? Your comment.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It just goes back to the very basics. We have people that are elected to take care of national intelligence, and I'm looking at this Susan Gordon, her history, 25 years in the CIA as an operative, looking at all the things that she's done, and she gets up and tells the people in Utah that we don't know what's true anymore. We can't.
Is that her qualification? She's been 25 years in the CIA, and she's been an operative, and she understands these things, and she's going to say something that stupid? That's an obscenity,
yeah.
Isn't it? That's an obscenity.
It just blows me away. As you look at these people that are supposed to be protecting us, and they have these huge amounts of money, these unlimited budgets, deep pockets, to do what? And she goes, she's in Utah speaking at the Joseph Smith Center, and then she's got full clearance to go in the National Data Control Center. Well, hey, Miss Gordon, you want to know what's real? We don't want to be spied on. We don't need to be spied on in the Data Collection Center of Utah. We don't have to have supercomputers mapping
that's the map of every citizen. You don't need that. You need a little box in the school that says if a kid's starting to threaten another kid with killing them or raping them, you need to have it bumped over to the local police or the security officer in the school to not notify a special, if you want to call it, EMT SWAT team that'll bring out police and an ambulance to grab somebody and put them in a posy jacket. When I practiced back in Nova Scotia, British Columbia, and in Alberta, even before I came to the States, if I had a patient that was misbehaving or I heard a good strong notice, I'd simply make a phone call and boom, that was over. It wasn't a big long thing. You got to go to court and do all this crap that the doctor, Judge Bonatano, talked about. It was done. It was done immediately. We also had mental health. These people were hauled off, evaluated, and if it looks like they were bad, they were put in a mental health institution or a halfway home where they couldn't get near anything damaging. And you wouldn't let them out into the public if they're dangerous. You keep them in lockdown. They didn't even get day passes or yard time. I don't understand America, to be honest with you. They try to pretend they can't have a solution to a problem when the solution is hitting them like a 2x4 in the side of the head. And you don't need to take people's guns away. In fact, one of the first things you need to do is get rid of the gun-free zones. All these killings, including Walmart, are in gun-free zones. I guarantee you, if you had a 65-year-old black female that had a good sidearm on her, and she was in an alley where this moron decided to shoot her, and she just popped her gun up, women are better shots than men with a handgun. She would have put him down. Now, if she had a non-lethal weapon like pepper spray or some other non-lethal scalar weapon, which I can design, she would have aimed it at the bugger, and she doesn't have to aim it directly, just put him in his general direction. Anybody within a certain range, 20, 30 yards, would be knocked to the ground. Why do we have a problem with this? Because the masters want to have a database. They want on every American citizen. They want control of everybody. That's why they eventually want to be able to hack into your cortex and actually know the intentions of your heart, right?
Well, yeah. Again, this is all going back to the capabilities of this security, and all in the name. It's all in the name of September 11th. We've got to live in complete. We have to give up some of our freedoms, we're told, to in order to be safe. And
yeah, you know, the September 11th is another government job. I mean, even Trump knows that as a builder. It's a lie that September 11th happened in a vacuum, isn't it?
So we have all of this, you know, this through the social media. This is what Gordon said also. She said that with the increase in technology and that we're so interconnected. But indeed, what she did say was true. They don't know what's true anymore. They don't know that's
not true at all.
The Constitution, to live in a state where everything is so micromanaged. And,
yeah,
and
you don't need
nobody's
a micromanage.
Talking about, Dr. Bill, nobody's talking about the role of antidepressants that are really the root form of antidepressants, these Prozac. You look at how they're manufactured, and it goes back to the Afghan poppy heroin crops that
right.
are the basic roots of these antidepressants. So they come out. You know how many shooters, how many of these school shooters and public shooters are strung out on antidepressants? But why is it that the national media won't touch this one?
Well, you know what? I've changed the name here. Back in the 80s when I worked taking care of Vietnam vets in Georgia, right? Back in the 80s. I had Vietnam vets, and we actually changed the name of Prozac to Kill You Jack. Kill You Jack. Oh, he's on Kill You Jack. No wonder he's trying to kill his family and himself. Da. And you can even give these to an animal, and they'll depress even prey to fly into the mouth of their predator. It's stupid. And then we wonder why when we put girls on this at 13 because their mama left their daddy, and they get depressed, and then you try to take them off it, and they get so depressed taking them off these damn drugs, they commit suicide or can't function in society. Excuse me, these psychiatrists are criminals, and they're demonically stupid, and they don't even understand brain chemistry and how the brain works and what depression is. If you ask somebody tough questions, you know, for example, I talked to cardiologists last year, and I asked the man, I said, are you aware of non-Newtonian fluid dynamics of blood viscosity? He looked at me like, well, that's voodoo. I said, what do you mean voodoo? I said, I worked with a Harvard cardiologist, and we had a dual laser viscometer. Blood viscosity is what causes clots and plaque and so on and decreased perfusion. You're going to call it voodoo because you don't understand the equations? You're a moron. I don't care how many years postdoctoral fellowship and post-residency training you had, you're still a moron. Whether you're in practice 5, 10, or 20 years. I see the same thing as pastors. They can quote scripture out of context, and they can have cognitive dissonance where two or three things are in direct conflict with each other, and yet they've got their own eschatology, which differs from 10,000 other denominations, whether they're Christian, Jewish, or whatever. Look at the Muslims. They believe that Islam has to spread over the world. In fact, in Iran, they're 12th imamers. They believe that the 12th imam is going to soon show up and we start a nuclear war. The Iranians want to start a war. They want to attack Israel so that the imam, the Mahdi, will show up. This is suicidally stupid. Let's call it what it is. It's insanity. And it's not just regular, it's public insanity. Just like when this one comes on and makes these comments from the CIA, she's trying to abuse us and trying to say, well, unless we put you into the Matrix, we can't make you safe. That's what she's saying, isn't it?
Yeah. And my wife and I were traveling yesterday, coming back from our place in Idaho, listening to this this book written basically the history of Pat Tillman. Remember that the Arizona Cardinals, a football player that went and joined up to go fight the Taliban in Afghanistan and was killed with friendly fire? Well, the story behind the story with that was he was blowing the whistle in letters writing about what Blackwater was doing, and these private contractors are making freaking millions and millions of dollars to the CIA, CIA connections for the illegal drug trade, which is what the Afghanistan war was all about. And
that's
Tillman is like screaming about that. And they shoot him down and make him, you know, kill him over it. Come on, give me a break.
Well, even General Mattis was actually covering up the fact we're making a deal right now, including Trump is doing it. Make a deal with the Taliban, and the Taliban are collaborating directly with the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, to make sure the drug cartel, so we deliver the illegal drugs called Crocodile to the Russians, so Russian youth injected, it's so poor quality, injected in the web spaces, their hand or under their eyeballs, and they get gangrene. And the poor quality heroin comes here in North America, shipped over on Hercules C-130s, shrink-wrapped on pallets. I even had one guy who actually told me he had a panic. He called me back in the mid-90s, because it took care of pilots flying back and the engineers taking control of Aurora Air Force Base, because I was a member of Civil Aviation Examiner. And he was in a big panic, because he said, well, doctor, you're going to see me. It's after hours. I said, okay, fine, I'll see you. He told me, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me. Why? He said, because I went in to actually take care of a Hercules C-130, and it was shrink-wrapped to the gunnels with heroin from Afghanistan. I said, yeah, that's not good. He said, they know. And he also took care of the Black Op helicopters, right? Guess what? They killed him 3 days later. Now, do you know the reason why they don't kill Deagle? I've released so much information that, including people that listen to the show and contact me inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM, a lot of people have got red lines and never reached their red line limit. If they kill me, you out there, knuckleheads, would have to believe, because people say, we don't want to believe Deagle. That includes Alex Jones and other morons on Revolution Radio or any other network, Rants Network or Coast to Coast Radio, where I got taken off the air 11 years ago. They wanted me to hold a series. And they canceled at the last minute because, well, we can't bring you on. You know why? They can't handle Deagle. They can't handle you, I'm sure. I'm sure you don't get too many invitations, Dr. True, because you're going to dissemble all their crazy ideas, whether they're on the left or the right, or there are some form of eschatology that's nuts, that's going to destroy the human race.
I said this, and I'll say it again. Every single mass shooting, Dr. Bill, in the last 20 years, take it to the bank, look at it. It's not the guns that's the common denominator of these mass shootings. Every single one of these perps were under psychotronic drugs, antidepressant drugs. That's a fact.
Right.
Bring it out. It's not politically correct to talk about it. No, it's not the agenda.
Right.
I go back to, this quote is attributed to Plato, but it's so apropos. And many times Plato supposedly said, strange times are these in which we live, where young and old are taught in falsehood school. And the one man who dares to tell the truth is called at once a lunatic and a fool. Well, I've been called a lunatic and a fool so often because I'm just saying, look at the facts.
People. We're the only sane ones. You know why? Because we serve the Most High God. We have the superhuman skills of logic, evidence, and reality facing. And to be honest with you, those who contain and are the repository of wisdom are the only thing that allows civilization to survive. We're like the salt. Remember it says in the Bible, unless you are salt or light, you are fit for being thrown out? We're the salt of the human race. We're the ones that bring truth to the human race. We're the ones that actually bring questions. As I say, don't ask for the answers. Ask for questions, because every anomaly, for example, when you have somebody like a builder like Donald Trump and he doesn't declare that 9/11 was an inside job, you know he's covering up. Because a man knows otherwise, that when more than 45% of the debris wasn't even in the debris pile, and the debris was radioactive, he knows it was a demolition. Okay? That's a fact. And then when people want to say, how dare you say that it wasn't Saudi Arabia that brought down the World Trade Center towers and they're trying to sue Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia was distantly involved. Saudi Arabia and Israel are run by the Saad. Yeah, they got Netanyahu as a CFR member. We talked about this on Sunday with Shai Dinan. Israel and Saudi Arabia and the Arab republics that are actually supporting the dollar are completely controlled by the Special Activity Division of the CIA. So is Europe. CFR, Bilderbergers, the World Health Organization, these are all just proxies of the United Nations, and the globalists are controlled right out of the world capital called New York City and the Canary Square in London, England. People don't understand this, do they? They think, well, you're making that up. It's a conspiracy theory. How about it's called conspiracy reality? And the problem is the same thing with the healthcare system. They don't want you to live longer. How many doctors out there that have four or five chairs doing chemotherapy would dare to actually test the chemosensitivity of the patient beforehand and use low dosages and do other things so that they wouldn't harm or kill the patient with chemo, which destroys their bone marrow, makes them bleed to death? When I talk to doctors and I raise questions, they get so embarrassed if they actually have a little bit of a fragment of decency in them. I had one doctor about 12 and a half years ago, he said in Phoenix at a conference, Dr. Deagle, I used to think you're an idiot. Now I realize you're not. And it's dangerous, he said, because you're telling me the truth. And if I continue to follow what you tell me, even treating things like Lyme disease, they're going to take my license. Guess what? Take the license, state, and shove it up your rectally. Because to be honest with you, most of the healthcare system in this country is, I call, embalming care. They don't have to invent Obamacare. I call it embalming care. They make a lot of money. They don't stink in your life. They actually create new problems with vaccines and toxic food. And the healthcare industry and the drug industry and the globalists are all behind it. And even Trump, who does some things right with the economy, he's lockstep with them too, isn't he?
Oh, he is. And watch it. Watch. I would dare say Susan Gordon is going to probably be the nominee now for the Director of National Intelligence threat.
Exactly.
I think she's next in line. But uh-oh. This woman,
same one, right? The one that Gordon won, right? Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing truth. Thank you, Dr. True. Amazing hour. Coming up,
thank
hour
you.
Number three, John W. Spring. You don't want to miss it. We're trying to get through to POTUS about the nuclear threat.
Which was most important because